Hey, everybody, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. It is Monday. I'm here with the Greg Wilson.
Hey.
What's going up, guy?
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. I want to thank our sponsors for today, American Icon Autographs. Their website is www.aiase.com. They have the best sports and celebrity memorabilia and events. They have signed collectibles from the UFC, WWE, baseball, football, movies, and everything in between. Their past signings have included Mike Tyson, Cheech and Chong, Dan Henderson, Hulk Hogan, Burt Reynolds, Ernie Banks, Marcus Allen, and more. Check out their website and find out who's signing next. The guy's name is Sean. He is a super cool guy. He's sponsoring a lot of fighters. Go to www.aiase.com. Also, has your place been vandalized with graffiti? Has your business been totally torn up? Have gang members destroyed your business storefront? Well, you got to call the professionals at Remove It Restoration. They remove graffiti, they restore etched windows, and get your business back to new for a fraction of the cost. Your business image is very important. Don't leave it to the hands of the amateurs. Call them at 1-888-424-9697 or go to removeitrestoration.com. This dude's name is Eric, cool as shit. I've hung out with him after shows. Great dude. Also sponsors fighters. And our third sponsor, HempCore. I'm telling you, it is the ultimate hemp protein. Get them at hempcorestore.com, HempCorestore.com. It's a Canadian company that supplies athletes with 100% certified hemp protein grown on the prairies. HempCore is a great alternative to processed supplements that include a bunch of unpronounceable ingredients. No added flavor. No chemicals, nor byproducts. It's gluten-free, GMO-free, doesn't contain any illegal ingredients. So, Gilbert Melendez, if you would have taken HempCore, you would have been all right. Visit HempCoreStore.com, find out more about it. And mention the MMA Roasted, and use the promo code ADAM, receive 15% off of your next purchase. HempCoreStore.com. Check it out. Now, man, happy.
Your arms are really going there, man.
I fucking love our sponsors, man.
He gets his arms swinging. He's punching the air. He's excited.
We have cool-ass sponsors.
You do have cool sponsors.
Which is nice. How was your weekend?
It was great, man.
What'd you do?
We saw some fireworks. Some friends have a lovely house in the hills.
Yes.
You get to see all the fireworks. They had a big barbecue. They got the out. I believe it used to be Jimmy Kimmel's home.
Wow.
And so he upgraded or moved or whatever. And so now they bought it. And it's pretty dope, man.
That's awesome.
It has an amazing view. So it was really, it was great. It was a great party. I got trashed.
You getting trashed?
Can you believe it? I know. I'm literally like off coffee and alcohol this week to let my stomach repair. I drank so much whiskey over the last week.
You are so funny when you're trashed. When you're trashed, we can get you to do anything.
Anything.
I'd be like, Greg, get naked and go hit on everybody. Okay, say I won't do it.
You know what it is? Because I'm still that insecure kid who just wanted to be invited.
Yeah.
So I'll still, if somebody that I like asked me to do, I'll do it.
Now you want
to
be uninvited.
If I don't want to do it, all you got to do is ask me twice.
You're unbelievable. You're so much fun. I had a crazy week. I did a show. I got tricked into doing this show. So when was it?
How do you, someone with such amazing credits, wind up on such horrible shows?
That's the story of my life.
You just say yes to everything, which as comedians, you get used to saying yes to everything.
Yeah.
It's hard to shut that off.
What happened was, so this kid texts me. He's a fan of the podcast. I sold him a t-shirt, MMA Roasted. I was at his first comic show ever at the Haha. So
did
I happened
to perform in somebody's living room?
What happened was, this kid texts me. He goes, hey man, July 3rd, I'm having a huge block party. A huge show in the backyard. There's a stage. There's bands. You know, I'll give you X amount of money. It's tons of pussy. Mike Cetera got laid last time he was there. So I'm like,
okay.
I'm like, okay, all right, that's looking good.
If Cetera can get laid,
you can do an hour set. Have a great time, right? Okay, cool. So then all of a sudden, he's like, the show starts at 9. You're gonna go up around 10:30. Okay. So I drive out there. It's in this backyard of, it wasn't a mansion like I was expecting. I'm not going to insult the guy's house. It was a nice house.
Right.
But there were no bands. The rapper didn't show up. there was no stage.
No!
It was like 30 Mexican dudes back there. There was one girlfriend of one of the Mexican dudes and three lesbians. And every comic was blowing the light by an hour. There was six comics there. All doing an hour, their HBO hour specials.
Right, just going on and on for
no light.
Reason.
And it was a Fisher Price speaker. So in this backyard. So I go up there. I go, dude, I feel like I just done the catfish comedy show. I have been catfished.
You've been catfished.
I've been catfished into this. Yeah. I ended up doing an hour, having a great set. Everyone was super nice, and everyone was really appreciative. But Jesus,
that's so funny. You still did an hour.
Of course, I'm like,
right. If they're gonna do an hour, I'm doing it.
Oh, I'm already there. Yeah. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm already there, right? Yeah. So that was that, and then then Saturday, right? So Tyler Bow, good friend of mine, he's like, hey man, I'm having a birthday party. Come to my barbecue. I'm grilling, right? So I like get to this barbecue. By the way, Shang just walked in on time. Way to help the stereotype, right? So Tyler Bow's having a party. It's like three couples, two of which are pregnant and two kids.
Oh,
and I'm the only single one. Everyone's,
what a party! That is a party.
Everyone's looking at me like who's this loser? Yeah. You know? I was like, I go, Tyler, his wife's pregnant. Do you want to have a boy or girl? He's like, a boy, because I know how you are with girls. I'm like, great.
Oh, boy, that helps.
So then I get a text like from this guy who's having a porn party, this porn director, right?
Okay, now we're back to Adam's life.
He's like, hey man.
Wow.
He's like, hey man, if you get bored, come to my party, right?
If you get bored, come to my porn party.
I walk in on porn.
I was like, say no more, dude. Yeah. So I show up. It's the Magic Mike porn parody release, right? So they're having Magic Mike triple XL instead of double XL. It's triple XL. I show up. It's a famous porn stars. Like, I mean, it's the creme de la creme of like, I'm talking to this one little Asian girl. I'm like, oh, what's your name? She's like, oh, Aza. I'm like, oh, cool. I'm Adam. I'm where are you from? New York. What's your last name? Akira. Like, she's like, she won like this like 30 AVNs. This is like the most, one of the most, I guess she like thanked your dad and her anal.
Awfully used mouths in America.
How do you even?
Dude, it was like Kehlani Lay was there.
She's gorgeous.
I used to date a long time ago.
All of them are gorgeous. Are you kidding me?
No, not all of them anymore.
No,
but a lot of them were.
Their skills, they're all good.
The skills definitely pick it up. So the thing was, so I'm in this backyard of a house, and it's pretty tame because, I mean, there's topless girls everywhere. I wanted to periscope it, but I'm like, I'll get thrown off periscope in 3 seconds for, plus I don't know if they wanted to be periscoped, but I wanted the people to see.
Yeah, look at me, I'm at this board party.
Yeah, exactly.
Periscope, let me tell you something. Periscope would have been so great for me when I was single.
Oh, yeah.
But now that I'm in a relationship, I'm like, turn that shit off.
you'd have like the Greg Wilson Coke hour on Periscope.
Oh, my God, so much Coke 4 hours. I'd have the longest Periscope.
I'd be arrested like 15 times.
Oh, my God,
if the Periscope was around before, at least 15.
The longest Periscope ever. Why is this Periscope on for 9 weeks?
He's still going. Look, he's still going.
So
I would be the first guy to die online.
Yeah, so I'm at this porn party.
It's already been done.
Really?
Yes, but if they back in my Coke days.
Oh yeah, but he'd be the first one though. He did it before that person though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, all right.
On they had it back back when I was really.
So I'm on this. I'm at this party, and but you know what? It's a lot of the porn stars have husbands, you know. So it's not as crazy. But the best porn parties are the ones where the girls just got into porn because they're trying to make a name.
They're still
hungry.
They're still wild. They're still crazy.
Which I met these two girls in the kitchen, right? And I was like, how long?
Always happens in the kitchen.
So I'm like, how long are you doing corn? And what porn? And one girl's like, oh, last week I quit my job at Nordstrom's, right? And now I'm a porn star, right? So within three seconds,
it's like people that do two open mics are like, I'm a comedian too.
I'm a headliner.
Yeah, easy, porn star.
Well, your stories are always awesome. Continue.
So within 3 seconds, she's butt naked, on her all fours, but like her pussy's in the air, so she's like backwards fours, like,
okay.
And then just fingering herself in the kitchen. People are walking in and out of the kitchen getting food,
totally unfazed.
Acting
at a porn party, they're never fazed.
You got any dip? Oh, shit! There you go.
Acting as if it's totally normal.
Dipping right there.
Some other girl jumps in, right? I'm sitting there like, I don't want to be that creep looking, but how do I not look at this?
What do you mean? How does that make you a creep if she
started fingering herself?
How do you?
Well, they were taking a photo shoot. Some guy whipped out a camera and was taking pictures. I was like, oh wow, I'm in the kitchen. I'll get some roast beef. But it was so that was Saturday. Then I left the porn party. Went on a date with this cool chick and then a really cool chick.
Nothing gets you ready for a date like a pre-porn party
in a kitchen where two chicks start finger banging each other.
You're now ready for a nice serene evening with the lady.
But I was out of place. I was like, a lot of people were like, how'd you get invited to this? I mean, I was pretty out of place.
You've been invited to. You've gotten me on shows that.
That's what I said.
I knew that. He's very porny.
I'm not very. What I used to work at Playboy.
You're very porny.
I'm not porny anymore. That's why people were like, really? Who are you? I didn't even know who that person was.
There's a lot of turnover in that market, too. That's
yeah.
Well, you're in a relationship now, so you're not as porny.
I'm not at all.
This guy. So last night we do the haha, right? The haha is packed, right? And there's an Arab guy in the front. So, and I did a joke about camel toe, and he's laughing. I'm like, well, you've seen literal camel toe. It was one of those sets where I could do no wrong. Greg was killing up front. There were these two of the hottest Mexican chicks I've ever seen in my life.
Wearing like you kick your grandmother down the steps hot?
Like I would consider breaking up with my girlfriend on the way to her hotel room.
Like,
honey, listen, I'm sorry, we can't be together anymore. Okay, I'm free. I'm totally free. Let's go do this.
Wearing yoga pants, right? So after the show, I'm sitting there kind of just, I don't know, I'm on Twitter, and Greg's like, dude, there's two hot girls here. Let's talk to them. So Greg walks over
there. For him, though, I made it very clear.
He goes,
I'm winging you. I said that. I said, come on, I'll wing you in there.
But Adam doesn't need as much wing.
Well, he says he's going to wing me in, right? So I go out there. I see Jack Jr.'s like son, who's 5 years old. I'm playing video games with him. He's kind of by himself, so I want to hang out with him. Greg's like, there was no, it was another girl, two girls, and two guys, and I'm waiting to get rotated in. There was no fucking rotation. Greg spent an hour and a half talking to these girls.
Because that's all I was going to get. Wait a minute.
How do you not, if you're winging him in, you're supposed to wing him in.
He didn't come up with me. He was supposed to be there. He went and sat down with a child and put his back to us. I kept looking over at him.
You're supposed to tap him in. That's bullshit.
I was looking over and he had his back to us talking to a child.
You're supposed to tap him in.
You're making me look really bad.
Talking to a child.
It was Jack's son, who's like 5 years old, who was sitting there wanted to show me his video games.
He said, you have to tap him in.
Look at these third-degree burns. No wonder you feel sick. You have sunstroke.
I have sunstroke. I went to the Dodger game yesterday, and my dad is so funny. You think I pronounce things bad? So I'm like, Dad, I call him today. I'm like, man, I got really, really bad sunburn. He goes, go to the store, pick up aloe. I go, what the fuck is aloe?
Aloe.
I go, it's aloe. Oh, okay, it's aloe. It says aloe. I'm like, it's not aloe, it's aloe.
Generational meatheads over here.
Just fucking pick it up, will
you? It's aloe, you put it on.
So, Shang, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing good and bad. I'm doing very good and bad. No, I'm doing good with the comedy and a lot of stuff. Family and a friend of mine just had a really bad tragedy. So
sorry to hear that.
You, as a comic, you probably know, named Anya Malik.
Sure.
What happened with Anya?
Yeah. His girl was killed last night.
Damn. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That was a weird way to start the morning off to find that out. And so it kind of made me start thinking about life. But then, you know, I mean, you got to move on. So,
you know,
I'm the downer. Hey,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, you really.
Hey, so a bucket of
other MMA news.
In other MMA news, a bucket of dead babies. And, I mean, come
and
on.
And he went to a porn party, and I didn't correctly wing him in. You didn't correctly wing him in. Worst wingman ever, dude.
Yeah.
No, here's what. Well, the problem was there was already a guy talking
okay,
to
but
him.
If
you're
they
fucking
were,
bottom gun.
But if he's
not
single.
Top gun,
wait,
you're bottom
on.
Gun.
If he's single and you're not, you're supposed to be like, hey, ladies.
He's engaged.
You're engaged. Oh, well, that's fucking.
I don't even know why he didn't.
Then you
talk
really
to them.
Should have been like, look, ladies, I'm engaged. But hey, this is my friend Adam, totally single. His penis is totally free to go.
Listen, I kept looking over at him to make the pass, and he had his back. He was hunched over playing.
So you tap him on the back.
He wasn't in tap's reach. I had very short arms.
Whatever.
I had very short arms, and my legs at the time weren't working to walk over to Adam and tap him.
All right. Enough.
All right, move on.
So MMA.
MMA.
We got to talk about MMA. This is a crazy week for MMA. First of all, Gilbert Melendez failed his drug test. He's now suspended for a year, which sucks because, first of all, he took drugs, he took testosterone and lost a fight against Eddie Alvarez. I really thought he won that fight, but the judges said he lost.
I think he really did win.
It was a very close decision. And now he's gone for a year. He works at Fox Sports as an analyst. What are you doing? Like, he's accomplished so much in the sport.
He's one of the best to watch fight. Even when he loses, he gives it his all. I think there's a lot of these fighters are just losing track of what it really is about.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the fighters that understand, the guys that are clean, it's like, yo, how you going to think you beat me and you had horse hooves in your ass?
He goes, I didn't inject anything. But that doesn't, I mean, if you're arrested for murder,
I took it as a pill.
You could say, I didn't shoot him. I stabbed him. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. Okay, that's not really a good defense. He did man up, say, I'm not going to make any excuses. I did what I did. These guys are now suspended a year.
A year is crazy. That's a lot of time to be out of the mix.
His legacy is somewhat tarnished. And for what, Gilbert? I mean, I met Gilbert, great guy, cool dude. if you get to a point where you can't win or you can't think you can win without testosterone, it's time to do something else. I mean, the Gilbert Melendez probably has a lot of money saved or some money saved.
Right, he's always been in top-level fights, so he got money.
He's got money, and he's a great coach. He's got a great team.
Right.
You got the whole scrap pack of the Stockton, the Diaz brothers. What do you need testosterone for?
But you know what? A lot, even the best that of the best, you know, took something. I mean, Silva got caught. Silva's one of the best of the best, but I gave him a little bit of leeway because after that injury, I thought he wanted to get back faster. But still, he's one of the best, done it.
There's two tiers. I mean, like Ashley Evan Smith got suspended for a year for taking a pill to make her lose weight, a diuretic. Yeah. I don't think that should be in the same league as, you know, MMA, as taking a testosterone.
Right. It's not the same league. No, it's not the same.
And it's a similar suspension, which is bullshit. You know, I understand certain diuretics could be used to hide certain tests and yada, yada, yada. But let's just keep it real. In other news, Conor McGregor, who's fighting this week, has to lose 27 pounds by Saturday. According to the Chael Sonnen, You're Welcome podcast, he's 27
there's
pounds.
There's no way.
He's going to do it. Of course he's going to do it.
He's going to do it. What, chop off a limb?
Oh,
are you kidding me?
God.
No, that's what these guys do. They get up, but now they banned.
That's a huge cut. And then, like, I mean, isn't that going to affect his strength the next day? Like,
they banned IVs. So now he has to take an IV illegally, which will fuck up his performance. You can't.
Yeah.
So now you're not allowed to take IVs to rehydrate. But you're 27 pounds over. What are you doing?
It's not like you're fighting some chump either. You're fighting a dude that wants to take your leg off.
Which I think that Conor McGregor has won. Well, he's fighting Mendez. He's not fighting Aldo.
Yeah.
He's fighting,
I know, because Aldo, yeah, still.
He's looking to take more of a head guy as opposed to a leg kick guy. But the thing is that, so I think Conor has one round to beat Chad. In that first round, when he's coming in, let's call it like it is and say he is 27 pounds over, unless he's saying that to bullshit. He comes in.
He's got great.
One round. He's going to come in. He's going to come in 30 pounds heavier than Chad Mendez, which means Chad will probably rehydrate 10 pounds up. He'll still have a 20 pound advantage. When you're fighting a guy 20 pounds heavier, you pretty much have one round to get this fight done. And Conor throws some crazy spinning shit.
Yeah.
Knees. This and that. He has one round. But if he doesn't finish him in one round, he's going to get tired. His body's going to start breaking down,
and
you're fighting a wrestler who's going to keep it on the ground.
He's going to grind you into the ground,
yeah,
and that's it.
So I don't understand. I you know, you got the biggest fight of your life. What are you doing? Why are you letting yourself get that heavy?
All the shit he talked about Jose Aldo and the rib injury, and how could you let this happen? You knew the fight was coming. And, you know, and let me ask you something. Do you think any of this, like, for a fight, this has been like – the way it was scheduled was so far in advance. The promo started. Like, most fights aren't scheduled that far out.
Yeah.
Do you think that much time has hurt this fight?
I think the rule changes, honestly. I think that what started to alarm me was when Aldo got a random drug test. These two guys came to his gym, and they said, "We don't know who you guys are. Get out of the gym." And they kind of played dumb. And I think that a lot of these Brazilian guys, I hate to generalize a whole culture as cheaters, but a lot of these guys come from nothing. They come from nothing.
I mean, street. That's why.
And losing is not an option.
No.
So
Brazilian women are notorious sluts.
Come on. So that is not true.
That is true.
They're not.
Brazilian women are notorious great, sluts.
Their porn is top tier, but not all Brazilian women are sluts.
What do you mean Brazilian women are notorious? How do you know this?
Notorious sluts? Because I've known Brazilian women. They're whores.
So Come on, dude.
You've known every Brazilian woman.
I've taken as large a sample as I need to find out.
Have you ever fucked a Brazilian woman?
Of course.
How many have you fucked?
Like three.
You fucked three.
Yes.
So three, that's all.
The first night.
That's a lot. Listen, I don't get that much ass.
Really?
For me to land on that, I do better than I probably should. But they were all, I mean, they're just slutty. I mean,
come on, Brazilian women are notorious.
Okay, but Brazilian fighters.
They're cheaters. The fighters
are
cheaters.
No, they're not. No, they're not all cheaters.
They're not all cheaters.
A lot of them have integrity. But there's a portion of Brazilian fighters, because of their society in fighting and the way they're set up.
And being sluts.
And sluts. If they lose, it's not about just, I lost a fight, move on. It's like literally you're looked down on.
Well, let's look at recent Brazilian stuff. Anderson Silva got popped with steroids. Wanderlei Silva ran from a drug test. this guy, Aldo, they kicked out a drug guy. Bigfoot Silva, I mean, I think he had some type of weird thing where he was, his bones were growing in kind of weird, so let's give him a pass.
Let's give him a pass.
Okay, so that's four. Vitor Belfort was the poster boy for stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's five, okay? That's five.
Top
huge.
Tier.
That's
top
only
tier.
Two more than my sample group, by the way.
I mean, that's five.
I've been with a few Brazilian women, too. And I don't,
they're slut.
They're slutty in bed, but I don't think they're all slutty.
Listen, if they fuck you and they fuck me, they're sluts.
That's true.
I mean, obviously you have the Damian Mayas. You have other guys.
That integrity, you're right.
You have other guys, the Nogueira brothers. You have guys that have not been busted for steroids. But it does seem like since this new testing is going, a lot of these guys are either failing drug tests or running from drug tests.
I don't think Aldo ran from the test. I don't think he ran from the test. I think that, you know, I don't think he's one of them.
Okay.
I don't think he's one of them. And I didn't think – that was one of the fights I'm disappointed. I'm really disappointed because I think that it would have been a great fight. I think Aldo would have won flat out. I mean,
I think so, too. Everyone thinks that.
I think he would
have
flat
out won. He did have a rib injury. They showed the documentation of the guy's rib was fucked up. And, you know, he's better off not fighting with a rib injury.
Right.
But they were saying that, like, Dana was pissed because some guy was throwing – you know, backwards heel hook kicks in practice.
Yeah.
And he's like, the fuck you guys do? Who are you training with? And so it does suck because has an interim title. It's not the same as winning the title. At the same time, the way this is going down, if Conor McGregor beats Chad Mendes, expect the internet to explode and accept Ireland won the World Cup, basically. People are very proud in Ireland of this dude, and it's going to be insane.
And they should.
They're invade England.
He makes
this is the sign we've been waiting for so long. We're headed down.
Connor's going to go first. He's going to kick in people's ass.
They cannot take our freedom.
No, not ass. Arse.
You think they're going to invade England?
They're going to invade it.
Really?
But you know what, though? I got to admit, though, I like both of them. I like both fighters, but that dude I like Chael Sonnen when he was talking shit.
Yeah.
But this guy takes it to another level, and I love the way he talks.
If Chael was from Ireland, he'd be bigger than Conor McGregor.
He'd be bigger than Conor. Yeah. Because Conor McGregor talks great shit.
Yeah, that's
amazing.
How he jumped
up
into a championship fight.
But not the way, but he still did back up some shit.
He doesn't deserve this title.
He doesn't deserve the title.
Let's be honest.
He got three fights sooner than he probably should have, right?
But
he can go though.
Don't act like he can't go. He can go.
He can go. He could go away if he loses. No, he could definitely.
It turns out it's going to be one fight soon.
He's a good fighter.
Yeah,
and he's caught some people with stuff. I thought, what the
fuck
was that?
He's an amazing fighter. But his biggest win was over Dustin Poirier, who's a drained out Poirier. He still won.
Poirier
was fucking people up. The Dennis Seaver fight does not usually warrant a title shot. But at the same time. You know, it's a business. And
he's a rock star.
He's a rock star.
He's a rock star.
But
I watched documentaries on this dude, and he only had three fights. I'm serious. That's how much I thought this dude.
He didn't have
something
three fights. He had a lot in the UFC.
UFC, that's what I mean. In UFC, and I don't know what it is, man. But he got that thing, man. Whatever that star thing is.
Yeah.
No, he definitely has that star quality thing.
Yeah.
And the UFC has to put people in those positions, even if they're not ready to fight. It's we got to have this star,
like
dude.
Bones Jones and Anderson Silva before him. He has those kind of spectacular knockouts. An attitude to go with it that you'd love watching it.
But it's not just the knockouts. His attitude is his confidence is ridiculous.
He has swag.
That's what I was looking for.
So anyway, we are now going to call our first guest of the day, Juliana Pena.
Yay!
Who was one of my favorite fighters, one of my best friends. She's cool as shit. She just won her last fight. She just blasted this girl Duleva out quickly. Came off a horrible knee surgery. We're going to talk to her. Before we talk to her, I want to thank our sponsors, HempCore, HempCoreStore.com, 100% hemp protein. Take it. Also, if gang members have taken over your place, RemoveItRestoration.com. They will get rid of all graffiti. And American Icon Autographs, AIASE.com. Decorate your man cave, people. Decorate it. You want to get laid? Chicks like memorabilia. Trust me.
Especially Brazilian slutty chicks. I knew you were going there. There's going to be a bunch of Brazilian UFC
women outside. You're going to be hated by
women
every
outside.
Everyone's going to hate
you. You're going to have to helicopter you out.
Unbelievable.
Hello?
Hey, is this the beautiful and talented Juliana Pena, the Venezuelan vixen?
Yes.
You're on the MMA Roasted Podcast. It's me, comedian Shang, and the Greg Wilson. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's new, Juliana?
Nothing. I'm just going to a kid's soccer game.
Oh, nice.
But not before I get my Starbucks.
Okay, who's...
I forgot you guys were calling, dang it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Are we going to hear you order Starbucks here in a second?
I know.
I'm happy that we're a priority in people's lives.
Double latte.
You know how many people we called? Oh, I forgot about this. Like, oh, thanks, man. I only...
I'll put you on mute.
What? No, don't talk to us on mute. So, Juliana, you're coming off a huge win. You looked amazing. You fucking blasted out that girl, dude, Leva. You for a second there, it looked like she took you down, right?
Yeah, she did end up throwing me.
Were you concerned at all during that fight at all?
No, absolutely not. I got the reversal and got on top and did what I do best.
Wow.
That sounded great.
No,
that
she
sounded,
did.
Oh, it's not that way,
no,
man.
No,
not like that.
Me and Juliana have a history of hanging out. She's super cool, fun chick, comes to comedy shows. We had Chris Holdsworth on last week who said in hindsight he wished he would have tried to bang you on the Ultimate Fighter House.
That's so embarrassing.
I know.
would you have banged them or no?
I was ordering my Starbucks.
Would you have banged Chris Holdsworth if he made a move?
No, what kind of question is that?
Yeah, that's a weird ass.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for
I'm sorry. It was a weird ass question.
I'm just trying to get her to loosen up.
Okay,
hang on for a second.
Okay, but listen.
Jesus Christ.
She's right. I watched the. She did. That reversal was no joke.
Juliana is no joke.
That was no joke. Like that was some.
Okay.
That was a great reversal. No, yes. Bullshit.
Now, just.
Okay.
No,
okay, thank you.
It's great. We're hearing her order Starbucks.
No.
I get no fucking respect.
You said no. Yes.
I'm like Rodney Dangerfield.
I'm sorry.
No, but I wanted, like, this is Shang. I just want to let you know, and I'm not trying to, like, suck up. I don't have to. I got money. Listen, I'm messing around. No, I'm telling you, the reverse you did, that was beast. No,
oh, she's a beast. Juliana.
No bullshit. That was straight beast. Nearly.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So who do you want to fight next, Juliana?
Well, I just saw this interview where Cheryl was like, don't you say that you'll fight whoever Dana and them ask you to. So I'm not going to say that, but, I don't know. I guess I have to like call somebody out, but I'm not trying to call anybody out, you know? So it's like, if they want to fight me and, you know, they sign the contract, then I'm good with it, you know? So I know it sounds like a generic answer, but it's really not.
Do you
just
think...
give me the allotted amount of time I need and sign and everybody, you know, do their part. I'll do my part, show up on fight day, you know? I'm actually waiting to hear back right now from Sean Shelby on when my next fight is. And so I need to know. But I think all this business with Aldo McGregor kind of got him all flustered or something. I don't know.
Who do you like, by the way, Mendez or McGregor?
Mendez. Chad Money Mendez all the way, dude. That's my dude.
Nice. Now, you train with him for a while, right? At Team Alpha Male?
No, I never have, but his mom's from Spokane, where I'm from, and he was the main event when I fought in April against Judy Eva, so we warmed up in the same room and everything. It was awesome.
Nice. So you think Chad's going to win how?
I think he's going to put him on his back and beat him up.
Nice. Now, what about Rory versus Robbie Lawler?
Wow.
I want Robbie Lawler to win.
Oh, because you're American Top Team girl?
I'm not necessarily an American Top Team. They came, they let me train there, and they were very hospitable, and I love American Top Team. But yeah, I think Rory is a really nice, or not Rory, Robbie was a really nice guy to me when I was down there, and so he's got my vote.
Nice.
You got your vote. That's too bad for you, though.
You think Rory's going to win?
Absolutely.
Really? Why?
Yeah, man, that dude is a beast. And
but
number,
Robbie already beat him once, though.
I know Robbie already beat him once, but this is a different dude. It's like there's people that have been beat before, and then later on they walk through people. Right now, he looks great.
He does look great.
He looks great.
I will give you that.
And it's his time, too. This is his time.
You know what? I think it's going to be – I think he might surprise people. I do. Now, one of your close friends, Misha Tate, is fighting Jessica Eye. Who do you like in that fight?
Mm-hmm. I got Misha.
How?
I don't know. It might go to a decision, but I'm very supportive of women's MMA, and so I think that's a great fight, and the fans are definitely going to be the ones who win on that.
Nice.
But I'm hoping that Misha pulls it out because Because that's my girl.
That's your girl. But then she gets the Ronda rematch if Ronda beats Betch Corée, which I think Ronda will. I think Ronda will beat Betch. The only chance I think Betch may have is if she gets in Ronda's head and they turn it into a punch-for-punch contest.
Then it's a wrap.
And maybe Betch could land to something. But if Ronda uses her judo and her jiu-jitsu, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yep.
Well, let me. You know what it
what
is.
What is this? Is, come yep. on.
No, wait.
The Starbucks is delicious.
This is quite tasty.
I do agree.
No, but I'm gonna say something. You said you're supportive of women's MMA. I'm gonna tell you something. At first, I was so skeptical. I was like, "Yo, it's not gonna happen. There's not gonna be a lot of crisp stand up. They're not gonna be able to do anything on the ground." I mean, I'm impressed now. But before, I was like, "That's some bullshit." I was one of those dudes that was like, "That's some bullshit."
Is that when you said you could beat Ronda Rousey?
That's when I said I could beat Ronda Rousey. That was years ago.
And now, what do you think?
Now she ripped my arm off, stick it up my ass. But I'm saying, but before I just thought that, like, because I would watch in the gym and I see that their punches weren't crisp. It was like no side movement at all, just straightforward, like fighting. Now they got some side movement.
Who are you watching in the gym?
Man, a bunch of whack chicks. No, for real, that's messed up and wrong. But now I'm saying now it's a whole different ball game. The way I see women train. And now since I watched the fighters,
yes.
I mean, I just they're crisp. Don't bullshit. If they were whack, I'd say it right now.
Juliana, I think that in some ways you're the best athlete in the women's division. You seem to be honestly, you have this new breed of talent. You went through everybody in Ultimate Fighter House. Are you giving a blowjob right now? What's going on? This is the second week in a row. It sounds like hello.
Whoa! I can barely hear you. What'd you say? After I was the most athletically gifted and talented and athletic person you've ever met.
No, it sounded like you were, because last week we had a guy. we had Makwan Amrakani, who got a blowjob on the show while we were talking to him.
Whoa.
So it sounded like you were slurping. I thought it was going to be 2 weeks in a row.
Wow!
So
you could only wish that we could only cross our fingers.
No, but Juliana is a very good girl. She doesn't put out until 3 dates, right?
It takes a while for that.
I mean, how many dates does it take for a guy when he goes out with you for you to kind of, like, you know, give it up a little bit?
It depends on how smooth he is and stuff, but I am definitely takes a while.
When was the last time you had sex?
God, eons ago, I feel like.
Eons ago, really?
Damn. I mean,
like,
stop by the studio.
The Greg Wilson is here.
Take care of that right now.
Wait, like a year?
No, I think like February.
February. Oh, who was the lucky guy?
At the end of February. Oh. I don't want to say.
Was it that Asian guy that liked you in Japan that was hitting on you from his fight? What's his name?
Sexy Yama.
Yeah, Sexy Yama. Sexy Yama.
I want to like tell that story to everybody, but I rarely get the opportunity because they don't really know to what extent we're talking. But yeah, Sexy Yama.
So Juliana Pena is.
I didn't bang Sexy Yama, but he definitely was talking to me in his fight, and that was pretty cool.
This guy's in the cage beating someone up while trying to pick up Juliana in the front row.
How does that not work? That seems
I'm kicking this guy's ass. Yeah, don't like, you want
look,
some?
But look what I'm doing for you.
But he's speaking in Japanese, and Juliana has no idea what he's saying.
That's probably. Yeah.
I think somebody joked and was like, he's asking for the time, how much time's left in the round.
Oh. So he wasn't trying to pick you up?
No, he was definitely talking to me. I definitely don't think that he was asking what the time was, but I'm just saying they were joking about it.
Nice.
Sexy.
Here we are using jokes like a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, just got to beat people up in a cage. So now how many fighters hit on you like on like a weekly basis? It seems like a lot of guys, you know, you kind of wear.
No.
Really?
Guys are scared of me.
Is that because your muscles?
I think. And they just, I look intimidating, I guess. They think I'm going to like beat them up or something. So I don't talk to guys.
Come on. That's complete bullshit.
I talk to some guys, yeah.
Not every guy. You think every guy's intimidated by you for real?
No, but a lot are.
A lot are? Well, you're running around the wrong guys.
I'm not intimidated at all, just for the record.
I'm a little bit. I'm going to keep it real.
I'm
a little bit.
I'm only intimidated during fight week because you get fucking ripped.
Yeah.
But outside of fight week, you actually have a better body for me. It's a little bit rounder and, just, you know... It's a little softer, and I'm telling you, yeah. It's a little bit more effeminate. Am I right?
Are you talking about my body?
Yes.
You're talking about how I'm soft. I know, yeah.
No, you're not soft, but I'm saying when you're not training, you definitely have more of a curvy body. And then when you're training for
a fight. I'm a very voluptuous woman, absolutely.
Why did I get a little hard just now? I'm sorry, I got a little hard just now.
You got hard just now?
A little bit like cack, and then it went back.
He's black, so the table moved.
Yeah.
The table moved. It was wood on wood.
Yeah, it was definitely a Django moment.
So nice. Okay, so you haven't had sex since February. Are you on Tinder? Are you looking for a guy?
No, absolutely not. I'm not on Tinder.
So, because I honestly think that we should go on a date.
Oh my gosh, I know you've been thinking that for a long time.
Oh, that's wow! Bullshit. Wow! All right, I'm taking it back. We're not going on a date. All right.
You can't take it back.
All right.
It's clear you're not going on a date.
Oh, thank you, Dick. First of all.
I'm
taking it back.
First, you don't tag him in. Now there's shit.
Me,
what's going on with you, young man?
First of all, we went on a couple dates. She just didn't know there were dates.
they were stealth dates.
They were rides.
I sang him "The Boy Is Mine."
Oh yes, that's true. I took her to Porn Star Karaoke, and but honestly, like I called them dates.
And he says his life isn't porn.
I know.
I called them dates. She called them rides to the airport. You know?
that's in a man's mind, that's all the same thing.
Exactly.
It's all the same.
are you going to be in Vegas this week?
Am I going to be in? Yes.
In Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be, this is, check out the sketch. I'm going to be in Vegas, then fly to San Diego for Sam's fight, then fly to Seattle for my fight team's fight show, and then fly to Chicago for Elizabeth's UFC fight. And so I'm going to be gone for like the next 2.5 weeks, maybe
nice.
Even longer,
I got to ask this. I always want to ask people, who is your favorite fighter? Don't say anything. Who's your favorite? Don't say Brazilian slutty. Don't say that. No. Who's your favorite fighter of all fighters?
Fedor Emelianenko.
Really?
That's a good answer. Good answer.
That's a good answer, but really? Out of everybody?
Yeah. Who's your favorite comedian?
My favorite comedian. Oh, that's a hard one. I like this one guy. His name's Adam Hunter.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was a toss up.
By the way, who is that? I've never heard of him.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Dick.
I heard that guy sucks.
No, I'm kidding. I
heard
I
he sucks balls.
I'm the teasing, you what, I love
the teasing
comedy.
Continues. So I'm in Vegas this week. I got shows Wednesday and Thursday night at the V Theater in Planet Hollywood. I'm also going to be in San Diego the night before the UFC fight. I'm going to be at Palace Station on Tuesday night, and then I'm going to go to the UFC Wednesday. I'd love to see you hang out with you.
Yeah,
like last time
here.
I brought like a bunch of fighters and that was hella fun.
Yeah, that was great. She brought Matt Hughes and like,
oh, nice.
Brought like 20 fighters.
Is Matt Hughes a dick in person?
No, he's pretty cool.
Fuck no. Matt Hughes is my
boy.
I don't know.
I heard he was kind of dickish before. Now, maybe he's a nicer guy now, but I heard he was a dick before.
Probably to black people.
Come on.
Wow. Yeah, probably to black people.
Come on.
Or French dudes that French dudes from... named Saint Pierre.
How's your knee, by the way, Juliana?
I follow you guys. My knee's fine. It's good.
So it's 100% back to where it was before you had the injury?
Yeah. I mean, did it look like it was any different when I last fought?
No. I just want to make sure you didn't re-injure it during your fight, you know?
No. It's fine. Yeah, I'm good.
Good. Well, listen, this has been a captivating interview. You're one of my favorite girls. You know that, right?
Thank you. I don't know that for sure, but I'm really glad you say that. It makes me feel so good.
Nice. I mean, but last time you were here, you were more angry. You came on the podcast. You said, these bitches better fix their tits and let's do this. You called out Ronda Rousey. You called out everybody.
I didn't call out Ronda Rousey.
You said that you're the girl that's going to beat Ronda Rousey.
Well, that's true, but... I'm not
calling
her out.
That's kind of a call
out. When that time comes, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, see, I love that.
But last time you were very aggressive on the show. It was funny. This time you have the more sedated Juliana Pena.
The chilled out.
I know. I really apologize. As I've been running around with my head cut off trying to pack for Vegas, and so I was at the store. Then I was driving on the highway, and I'm late for my nephew's soccer game, and I totally fucking spaced that we were doing this interview, and so I'm like all over the board and can't really hear that well. So I totally apologize.
It's okay. You can make it up. lap dances. we should go to a strip club
this
weekend.
Well, I'm gonna see you in Vegas, though, for sure. Right, and then if you're in San Diego, I'll for sure see you then,
nice.
Too.
Nice. Why don't we go to a strip club? And just me and you. It'll be fun.
That'd be fun. That'd be awesome.
Are you in?
Don't think there won't be.
There'll be some.
Now, according to Greg Wilson, all Brazilian girls are sluts. I know you were just in Brazil 2 weeks ago. Will you confirm this?
I didn't meet any sluts, no.
Oh. Nobody gave you pointers?
No.
No. I got beat the F up by, like, this Brazilian Muay Thai champion. It was awesome.
Who?
His name's Calvo.
And he beat you
up? And he owns, like, a little gym in the favelas there. And so I sparred him. And, you know, it's kind of sad. Their rings are, like, not the same, you know. It's just, like, a piece of string with, like, duct tape around it 50 times. Like,
nice.
It's a little makeshifty, but I made do. It was fun. There wasn't any sluts there. There was just, like, hardworking young women.
Doesn't sound like you're in Slutsville.
Now, before he fought you, was he tested, though? Because apparently you're saying all Brazilian fighters.
I'm not saying all Brazilian.
You're saying Brazilian fighters are droided up or something.
All I said were the women were sluts. They're not going to kick my ass.
Brazilian fighters are no joke.
Yeah, but seriously, Juliana, you got to stop sparring with these men because that's how you got hurt last time. You know, you're getting fucked up by this Muay Thai champion in Brazil. What's the point of that? You know?
But it actually
wouldn't
make her better.
Well, I don't think they understood that I was like, no, it's fine, it's cool. And they're like, you don't really have a choice, you know?
Yeah, well, you got to be more careful. You got to be more careful.
Sounds like a crime in America.
That sounds very Ray Rice-ish.
Yeah. Don't stop. You don't have a choice. You're in Brazil.
Take it.
Well, listen,
they just don't take no for an answer there. I tried to give them a dude wipe, and I couldn't understand a word they were saying at all. Like, not a word.
Why did you?
And then, like, I tried to give them a dude wipe, and then I heard them clear as day. They're like, that's gay.
That's
what they said. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but that's, like, the only thing that they said.
They probably thought it was a condom.
I could, like, understand when I tried to, like, offer them to, like, get the mosquito bites off their skin and stuff. They're like, no, we don't do that.
You probably gave them a dude wipe. They thought it was a condom. They got excited and opened up. It was a fucking ass wipe and got angry.
Probably.
So you should change your nickname to The Tease. Juliana The Tease.
Wow.
I think that would be I think it would be a better nickname for you. And then you could just go. And then you on the way to the octagon, you could just like rub guys in the crowd like to a tease, and then just fucking walk to the cage.
That's so bad.
I'm telling you.
That is so. I don't think she needs you as the publicist.
I think Juliana The Tease.
Which league is she in with this?
I know. What is?
I'm not. I'm just nice.
Is UFC opening a lingerie league?
I know. It's so funny how you correlate like nice and he's. You're nice, and he says, "Well, that means
well,
you
we
have,
to
rub
we have balls. No, we have prior history, me and Joanna.
Okay, how do you make the leap to rub balls?
No,
she's
never.
He's like trying to brag, like she's never. No, I really did take her to the airport. No, I really did.
I did. She never rubbed my balls. Trust me, they were out. They were out. They were
the whole drive.
I was jerking off. Well, fucking.
Yeah, right. You wish.
I was. I was giving her an airport. I was trying to get an airport handy. I actually have my own.
He accidentally Spider-Maned himself. Yeah.
I have my
Which
own.
Is the worst time ever.
I have my own Uber where I'll give you rides, but I get a handy.
How much would that be? Will you see what it is?
It's called Jerker.
It's called funny. A Goober.
A Goober, yeah.
It's called so nasty.
It's called Loader. I'm the Loader.
The show is taking such a nasty turn.
It's my fault. No. I should never have come back on this show.
No. Juliana's great. And I, honestly, if you want to walk around with like assless chaps, you know, do that, okay? It won't turn anybody on.
Okay. Yeah, I'm working on it actually. So yeah, you might see that down the road.
On the MMA, on the when she was on the Ultimate Fighter, everyone was mad at her because she would always wear these shorts where her ass cheeks are standing around out, and then she would bend over and pick up change around the house.
That's such a lie. You're just like the people that were lying about me on the show. That didn't happen.
I know. There were dollar bills, not change. But I'm saying
they were just like short summer shorts. You know what I mean? Like freaking the that you wear in 115 degree heat. Yeah, you know, see, it wasn't like any abnormal shorts that any other girl wouldn't wear. But
I know, but you have a
badunkadunk. Like,
you can't do that when you have a badunkadunk.
Yeah. You no, yes, you can. No, I'm all for it.
You can't do that.
I'm all for it. She has a great butt. It's, I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's cool. It's harder for people to concentrate.
Yeah,
I'm researching this online right
now.
No, yeah, that don't waste your time because I need to like do more squats and stuff. It's not that great. It could be way better. I'm working on it.
Really? Well, if you need a spotter.
Well, I need to like do more squat casts.
There's an ass spotter.
I'm actually a face spotter. You could I don't know, something stupid. Listen, Juliana, it was great talking to you as always. I'm a big fan.
Thanks for having me on the show.
You're
I'm
cool.
a big fan of your show and everything like that. So thanks for everything that you've done for me. Appreciate it.
Oh, I will do much more. I will see you. I will see you this week.
All right, I'll see you this week. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Adam, you are a smooth operator.
Oh yeah, smooth as sandpaper.
You are. He is. Did
so
you?
Smooth. I couldn't even wing him in on that one.
I mean, like it, like
he had it all on his own.
He's like, Uber. I would have had my balls out the whole time.
The whole time, the goober.
I didn't really have my balls out. Just one.
No, just one ball. I was just showing, that's not two.
I was showing side sack. You know how girls have side.
Sure, yeah,
I was showing side sack.
Side sack is not. That's
gotta
legal.
You got to cut your own shorts up real tight in the middle to make that happen.
Yeah, but that's legal though.
It is
legal.
Yeah, you can't buy them that way, but you can make your own.
Well, you can
maybe
buy
in West Hollywood.
Yeah, West Hollywood. No, I haven't. Hey, my balls, not my balls. My balls are
contained.
And by the way,
the shorts she's talking about are very normal girl, hot weather shorts.
But she...
ass cheeks, that's the way it is now. That's what's happening.
I'm
down with it.
It made the show more interesting.
So how are you, by the way? You still have the same girlfriend?
I'm still with the same lady.
You're always in a relationship.
I've been with her 5 years,
sharing.
Though.
But you go from like 20 years to 5 to 7... And then there's like kids involved, and you keep having.
I don't keep having kids. I have two.
You have two kids that you know of.
I have two for sure.
Nice.
I have two for sure.
I've been with
my lady for 5 years, and I have two kids.
Does she like your kids?
Very much so.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. His kids are so cute.
No, that's important.
I mean, she punches them a few times.
Well, you have to.
But that makes them tough.
Diamonds.
You got to make sure.
They got to know.
And sprays them with Clorox. Just so get off the couch.
That's a crime.
Just like
her doing whatever training she was doing down there.
Listen. So we got more fights to talk about.
You go first.
More fights to come out.
There's a fight I got to tell you.
Matt Brown versus Tim Means. It's going to be a good fight. Tim Means is on like a 3 or 4 fight win streak. We had him on the show. He went to jail for 3 or 4 years for like drug addiction. Cleaned himself up. He was a hot prospect before then. Now he's back in the UFC. He's been kicking ass. Matt Brown was legally dead at one point for overdosing on heroin. So
nice.
it's like the the battle of
battle of the crackheads.
It's like juvie lockdown.
This is like a comedy show / intervention. But Matt's on. He lost his last fights against Robbie Lawler. Brown has faced the tougher competition than Tim
by
Means.
Far.
Yeah.
But that sometimes can work against you because that means you've been hit by the harder guys. So who do we like in this fight?
Matt Brown? Yeah.
Matt Brown, by far.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Matt Brown, I'll tell you why. Because his experience with higher level.
Yeah.
And that experience, you can't get that. That's.
But Matt Brown, the problem with Matt Brown is he gets hurt a lot in the first. And then creates
but
a massive comeback. But
that's his
playing
style.
With fire, though. Because eventually you get hurt like that. You take one and then.
But sometimes the only thing that brings out the heart of a champion, you know?
Every single fight. And the guy gets hurt during the walkout. I mean, he's seriously he's walking to the octagon holding his fucking liver.
Some guy just socks him.
Yeah.
Oh, his legs are wobbly on that one.
I love Matt Brown. I love Tim Means. I love both these guys. It's hard to pick a winner. I am calling this is going to be fight of the night. Fight of the night, hands down.
You think so?
Absolutely. These guys are fucking killers. Matt Brown has never been in a boring fight unless he's fought Johnny Hendricks, who's just going to lay on him. And I don't blame Hendricks. I mean, why you get the win. But, you know, Dennis Bermudez versus Jeremy Stephens. I like Bermudez in this fight. Stephens lost his last two fights. Bermudez is a tough kid from Long Island. He lost his last fight, but I just think he's on the way up. And Jeremy Stephens, while an amazing competitor, he's a fucking vet and a half, and I think he's kind of on the way down a little bit in his career.
A little bit.
And I'm not knocking him. As a fighter, he's an amazing fighter. But I just think Bermudez is going to be a little bit too young for him.
And you think by the second round, that's when it's going to show.
Yeah, I mean, that's when it shows.
The second round, that's when you see it.
And it's very hard to knock out Jeremy Stevens. He's a tough fucking dude from Iowa. Another guy who got into a bar fight in Iowa at a parking lot, arrested when he was the main event. Like 3 days later, the UFC bailed him out of jail.
Shoot himself in the foot.
Yeah, these guys.
That's what these fighters love to do. Say, all athletes these days can't seem to hold it together. NFL is
That's not true, because you only hear about the ones that don't. I mean, you don't hear LeBron
There's
James.
There's a ton that... Keep it well. UFC fighters.
Well, yeah, it's a very disciplined sport. The problem, I think, is when you have too much time off. Yeah. Then also, you know, these guys who are like a guy like Jeremy Stevens. I think he's from Iowa. He's the king of the town. You know, he's this local guy. Right. He doesn't live in New York.
It's also got to be rough knowing you can whoop some ass and not being able to. I mean, you want to whoop some ass.
And plus, you know,
right? If you're an ass kicker, I mean, what are you gonna? You can't just sit around
ass. But the training and discipline is what makes you not want to just go out and knock motherfuckers out. You don't just want to walk around.
You don't want to break your
hand.
Some
of these guys are
because then you go for a fight and then you're hurt.
But Chris Camozzi told me, who used to be in the UFC, he's still in the UFC actually. He's got a big fight coming up. That he told me he's been sucker punched about 8 times at bars.
Wow.
Because people go, that guy's in the UFC? I could take him.
Yeah.
You got a couple drinks in you, and then you want to knock out. Your claim to fame is that you won. I remember when I was wrestling in college, and there was a couple guys in the wrestling team got really drunk, and they went out one night, and this guy on the alumni baseball team knocked out our like star 135 pounder. Like, he was wasted. He might have been going down anyway. He knocked him out. He had to go to the hospital. And the coach was like, you just gave that guy the best story of his life. Now he's going to say, I knocked out an All-American. The rest of his life, he's going to say, I knocked out an All-American wrestler. And that's what a lot of these guys do. They have
Yeah.
I mean, Chris Camozzi said every time someone takes a picture, every time they take a picture with him, that's why I never fucking make a fist. But he's like, dude, these strangers come up to me, want to take a picture, make a fist. I don't know if this guy's going to fucking swing at me.
Generally, I would think they're not, but I've never been in that position.
Yeah. No, I think that like a lot of UFC fighters that people do that to, I would love to see them just go on them and show them the difference.
Oh, they would, but then they get sued.
Right. And they hurt their hand, and it's like, I got to fight in 2 weeks, and stuff like that. But I'm saying, sometimes I want them to just shut these motherfuckers up to show the difference between what I could do to you and what you talk about in a bar.
But then that guy's got 5 friends behind him, you know, that could all going to jump in.
Did you guys watch Bully Beatdown?
Yes, of course.
That was a pretty good one.
That was a great show.
Because that was an example of doing exactly what you were just saying, like them just going off on a guy who thinks he's a
where
tough
you think,
guy.
Yeah, where you,
and showing and then, him what real fighting is
what
about.
What a real deal and, somebody
and
kicks you in the liver.
Jackasses, like that really deserved to have.
There was only one guy that actually hung in there with a UFC fighter in that. But
no,
other
one,
than that,
no, one guy beat him. Well, he couldn't submit him. It was the guy that Nick Diaz fought. I felt so bad. It was Thomas Denny, and Thomas Denny was like this like hard nosed, good fighter. I wouldn't say he was a great fighter, but he was great to the point where he made it to the strike force. You have to be great to get to that point.
Uh-huh.
And he's the wild man. Thomas Denny went up against a kid that was training, had some college wrestling experience or something, and he just couldn't submit him, and he couldn't knock him out. So the bully kind of won.
Right, he won the money.
Yeah,
but most of them, it was bad news.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they were getting housed.
Well, and they would always say the same thing, like, I'm just going to go in rage mode, and rage mode takes over. And it's like, oh, boy, here we go.
When has that ever worked?
Never worked.
Well, you know what? The fucking Juice.
In a house party fight, it could work. The Juice Head. A guy into
the
a
Juice Head has, like, 1 minute. Juice Head's got 1 minute to land a big punch. A guy lands a huge punch, as you said. Nobody has a chin that's infallible, okay. But in that kind of a situation where you don't know, you know, it's like that when Don Fry, who's one of my favorite fighters, got into a fight with a Hawaiian surfer, and you could see it on YouTube. And the guy kind of roughs Fry up a little bit. But I talked to Fry. He's like, I was fucking drunk. I was completely drunk. I was on so many painkillers. You know, I'm walking through a hotel. Some guy wants to fight me. And then next thing I know, this guy is now heralded as like, oh, fucking Hawaiian surfer could fuck up Don Fry.
Yeah, but but look at the fights online, the ones where that didn't go their way, where someone says, you know what, you can do all that bullshit. And then they kick him in the shin a couple times, and it's a wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's some people like, no, I'm not going to let you rough me up.
Well, what's crazy when I watch those World Star Hip Hop videos is how calm people are after a guy gets knocked out. You'll see, like, these guys in backyards fighting. Guy throws a punch. Dude gets fucking stiffens up. Falls down and everyone's just like, oh shit, world star. I'm like, that guy could have died right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I knew a kid in Long Island. Actually, he was in Rochester. Got into a bar fight, punched a kid. The kid died. Fell the wrong way, died. Dude did like 10 years in prison.
Yeah, that's manslaughter.
But you know what a lot of these guys
do? No one should ever hit me.
Right?
I'm a giant pussy. I will just
die. No, you know what though? I've seen this before, this is a long time ago, and online, where guys go into gyms to purposely say, I want to fight one of your guys. And I see them all lose. Because it's like, okay, you said okay, I can rock your face.
Once you sign that waiver,
I can choke you unconscious.
Yeah, now I can hurt you.
Like, there's something, I don't know if it was real or not, but I saw a thing with Joe Rogan where some guy was talking shit to him.
On MySpace.
Like, no, and he really did.
Went to the gym, and got submitted quickly by Joe Rogan.
Yeah, that was totally real deal.
I mean, Joe Rogan's a legit black belt.
Yeah, he really is.
I mean, they don't just give away fucking black belts. There's a guy recently who went to a gym, I think at King's MMA, right around here. The guy said he was a black belt, went into a gym, dude just broke his fucking leg within 3 seconds. Oh. I mean, the guy was on the ground in pain, and the instructor was like, you are not a black belt, you're a white belt. You can't, why would you go to a jiu-jitsu gym saying you're a black belt? But, and then the guy was like, name the belt. So the guy's like, yellow, green, purple, turquoise. He didn't even know the fucking belts.
But if they sign a waiver and the dude houses them, beats them to a pulp, there's nothing they can say, right? After that?
It depends. Like, there was a guy.
Like, after that, that was on you.
Yes,
or is it?
Yes and no. I mean,
you go to. What
you go past a certain.
No,
because you sign a waiver, if a guy walks into a gym and gets murdered, I think.
Not murdered, but I'm saying really just beat him to a pulp.
Yeah, I think that.
Is it? Because I mean, I've seen a lot of videos where these guys. I have no sympathy for them. I know this fucked up, but I really
don't.
I can't
believe you watch it. These videos may be very.
No, I watch them.
I don't like these videos where guys are just getting.
No, you know why? Because if you walk into a gym, you walk into a UFC gym, and even the weakest UFC fighter in there probably can take your head off, and you talk shit, then you're asking for it. So why would you feel any sympathy for them?
I agree.
No, of course.
So speaking of someone who could kick ass, we have the champion.
Yes!
Joanna Jędrzejczyk. We are going to call her right now. She is undefeated. She is just murdering people left and right. Huge win over Jessica Penny. Huge win over Carla Esparza. This girl's the truth, and it's an honor to have her on the show. Hello.
Hello.
Is this the champion, Joanna Jędrzejczyk?
Yeah, here I am.
Nice. Now, are you going to be able to make it into the studio or no?
No, we cannot. We cannot be there.
Okay, no worries. Now listen, Joanna, you have been killing it as of late. I was at your Claudia fight, very close fight. Your next fight, you made Carla Esparza. You destroyed Carla Esparza in 2 rounds. Then you went to Poland and you beat up on Jessica Penny really bad. What is the secret? What have you been doing?
No, I'm a hard worker. That's the secret, you know. I'm like, I'm focused on my things, on training, preparation. It's not just about the training, you know. It's all about, you know, my family, my boyfriend, what I am doing after the training, before the second session. It's all about, you know, preparation, you know.
Now, I remember last time you told us you had a boyfriend that was a pro soccer player, right?
Yeah, he was.
Yes. And now, how's that going? Are you guys going to get married or what?
No, not yet. We will see. We 5 years together, so it's a pretty long time. But we will see.
Well, I want to ask, since you're the fighter out of the two, like if both of you have to take the trash out.
No, I'm taking easy at home. So
you take it easy?
I'm the lady.
Okay, you don't tell him, take the trash out.
Yeah.
Don't say shit to me.
you don't bully him around the apartment or the house?
No, he's shouting at me sometimes, so yeah. Really, I'm the lady at home.
Oh, you're the lady.
Okay. Man.
You're like, I'm the lady at home.
Okay, so
in the ring, you're not.
In the ring, you're a beast. I mean, Dana White put Chuck Liddell's highlights next to your highlights, and they were almost identical. You've been throwing like these 10 punch combos on people. It's insane. Now, are you walking around Poland? Like, are they having parades for you in Poland? Are people going crazy?
Yeah, it's like even in America, you know. I have some free time in LA, so I've been to Disneyland to Six Flags, and people were recognizing me. Maybe not that many people, but still, like, you know, I've got some attention. Like, in Poland, I've got more attention than before. So I'm very happy because now they are showing UFC in open TV. So everyone could see me fighting in Berlin. So, but I'm not a superstar in Poland, you know. And I'm happy because I still can have my life there.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Now, when you were punching Jessica Penny, and there was blood everywhere. I mean, her face looked like it was like a walking tampon. At one point, were you like saying to the ref, "Hey, are you going to stop this?"
Could you repeat?
I said when you were punching Jessica Penny in the face, and she's got you broke her nose. She had blood everywhere. She's walking around like she just got murdered by Freddy Krueger. Was there a part of you that wanted the ref to stop it?
I think the referee could stop the fight in a second try around. I didn't like the blood, you know. I could taste it, but yeah, it's a fight, you know. It happened, like she got cut on her nose, so I was punching her all the time to the face, so that's why the blood was everywhere. But it's a fight, you know. I think that she didn't feel it that much, you know.
Yeah.
That she got so big cut on her nose.
Yeah, no, that was right, because I hung out with her last week and she was like all healed up. It was like she had Wolverine powers.
But she definitely felt it.
Oh my God.
You did work.
Now there's a girl from Russia who just beat Joanne Calderwood in 1 minute or the first round, Mayna Moraz, who called you out. After her fight, it was pretty funny. You were in the crowd. This girl's calling you out. Is this the girl you want to fight next?
Marina Moros, yeah. You know, I don't know what to say. Like she must die, you know. She must wait for her chance. She's going to fight probably on the end of September. So we will see what's going to happen, you know. There are other good, better girls than Marina Moros.
Who do you want to fight next?
I don't know. Challenger.
Yeah, challenger.
I don't know who gonna be
whoever
next.
Whoever steps
challenger.
Up. Are you one of those people that just go, you know what? I'll fight whoever steps up. Or you plan it? Like I'd like to fight 1, 2, 3. Like you have a lineup of people you think you could beat.
Fuck! I cannot hear you guys.
No, it's okay. I've noticed that a lot of girls who are fighters are very aggressive in the cage, but in the bedroom they kind of just lay there. Will you confirm this?
Hello.
Okay. I said I noticed that a lot of times. Hello. Can you hear me? I said I noticed that there are a lot of times female fighters in the cage they're very aggressive. But when they get home with their boyfriends, they just kind of lay there like dead fish, in like the bedroom. They just want a guy to control them because they're so aggressive in the octagon. Will you confirm this?
I don't know what to say. Like you know, like could be no world without females. You know, so I don't know what to say.
Right, there will be no.
We're very aggressive in the octagon, but you know. Outside, we just take it easy, you know?
Right.
It's our job.
Okay. So there'll be no world without females. So you're saying that you have to perform, otherwise the world would end. Hello?
Yeah.
It's a bad connection.
Yeah, very bad connection. I don't know what is going on, but yeah.
Okay.
Well, we are in LA.
Yeah, you're in LA, and it's a worse connection than when you were in Poland.
We are in Russia, Siberia.
I know.
Whatever.
This is ridiculous. So, all right. So, how was Six Flags, by the way?
What?
Did you have a good time at Six Flags? Great adventure at the
Six Flags. Yeah, I've been today to Six Flags. I had fun. But. I had more fun yesterday in Disneyland.
Ah.
Yeah, because I still have it on my arm, so I could not do I couldn't do everything in the Six Flags. So yeah, but I had fun. Really, I had good time with my manager Thiago Camura. Yep.
Yes. Now a lot of times before your fights, you give your opponents gifts. Like Carla, yeah. Carla, you gave her cookie. Huh? You gave her a cookie at the weigh-in. Yeah. Jessica Penny, you gave a necklace, but she didn't put it on. Do you think of these gifts? Like you sit down.
Yeah. It's my idea. It was my idea. Yeah, I think you know it's part of our job. It's part of the show. You know.
Yeah. So once you get a gift from you, you're gonna die. Basically, that's like the worst.
Yeah.
Once you get a gift, you're getting your ass kicked.
She didn't like it. So I say to her that she lost her fight already.
Oh, because you have to open it. And then you do a weird thing where you bend down like a pterodactyl and you get in your opponent's face like you're like a dinosaur or something. Is that because you want to look at the people's souls?
Yeah, I want. And, you know, I can see it, you know.
You can
when
see
they
people's
are
souls.
Afraid and, you know. I have these good feelings.
Okay, you have good
all
feelings.
All the time, before on the weighing and before the fight. So, good.
So far, the closest fight you had was against Claudia. I was at that fight. It was a very close fight. Does that fight bother...
Yeah, it was a close fight, but I won this fight. And you can watch this fight again and again and again, and you're going to see that I won this fight with Claudia Gadella. And she could stop complaining about...
No, you won the fight. They gave you the win.
Yeah, I won.
It was a very close fight, though.
It was.
No, does that fight bother you?
No.
No.
Because she won.
I'm a champion, and I'm going like...
You are the champion.
Know, I did other few steps, you know?
Yeah. Now, how are you able to defend these wrestlers? I mean, it seems like you're wrestling, you're fighting these girls who have like college wrestling, and you're stuffing their takedowns like nothing. Yeah. Like a turkey at Thanksgiving. How are you able to do that?
You know, because I'm a champion and I did Muay Thai for more than 10 years. But I think when I was in belly of my mom, so she trained. She did some wrestling, you know. That's why.
It's within you. It's
just in her DNA.
Yeah.
Now your sisters are really hot. I saw pictures. You have smoking hot sisters. I know that you're taken. Could we set up a date with me and your sisters?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
My sisters are married already. So
they're married.
Too late. Too late. Sorry.
Is there any way? Do you have any hot Polish friends?
What?
Do you have any hot Polish friends for me, Shang, and Greg?
Yes, I do.
Are you going to be with them this weekend
in
Vegas?
You must come to Poland. Have you ever been to Poland?
No, but I hear great things about
it. Yeah, nice food, nice drinks, nice girls, you know.
Yeah.
Life is good there.
I'm in. You've already sold me.
It is now.
It is now. Yeah, it is now. Now, Yun, your last name sounds like someone put the alphabet soup into a spoon and just kind of, like, Jan Juncek. It's a very hard name to spell. Is that a common name in Poland? Is that like Smith in Poland?
Yeah, we've got lots of different things in grammar, so it's difficult. Polish language is, like, one of the most difficult languages.
Yeah, no, people are calling you Joanna Consonants because they don't want to pronounce your last name. They just call you Consonants because it's lots
Joanna
of...
Champion.
Yeah, Joanna much Champion better. Is much better.
There you go, stick with that.
Better, yeah.
The champion.
Now, you are a beast, Joanna. I've never seen a girl throw hands like you.
Unbelievable.
And I just start, you know. I just start, and I'm going to be better, you know.
Yes.
Just watch me. Thank you for interview, and that's all.
Thank you, Joanna. You are a beautiful...
Thank you. Take care, guys.
Way to go, champ.
Yes, Joanna,
way to go, champ.
You're
amazing. Okay, bye-bye. Take
bye-bye.
Care.
Bye-bye. Well, it seemed like the sex questions they went out on.
Yeah.
Right there.
And then as soon
no,
as...
No, wait. I can't hear you. What?
You know what it was? I was just looking at the name of the fighter. I really saw her fight Juliana Pena, and that's why that name
she never fought Juliana Pena.
I thought she did fight.
She was our first guest. She's 135, Juliana Pena. Joanna's 115.
Who did I see her fight?
Two different weight
classes. You saw her fight. Well, I mean, I don't know how high you were, so you might have seen anybody fight.
No, it was you might have
seen her fight.
She had the
Silva.
Fist of fury.
No. She fought Carla Esparza.
Must have been the Carla Esparza.
Carla Esparza, who I thought was on her way up and got
Yeah, because but I thought she was unbelievable, and that's why I remember when she was fighting for the title, I said she's gonna kill this woman.
I didn't see it. I honestly was like, I was at her Claudia fight. It was very close. I could see it going both ways. After the fight, the ref separated it, and Claudia kicked her when the ref was trying to break it up.
Yeah.
And that itself, what people were very angry about. So that kind of swayed, I think, the judges. Was like, fuck this girl, she's gonna kick after the fight's over, and that way people weren't that angry when she lost. At least in the actual place. Because sometimes, like, people on TV hear something different than what's live.
Yeah.
You know, for example, the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. And people were like, there, that fight was awesome if you were there.
Yeah.
Anybody watching on TV was like, this is the worst fucking fight of all time.
It was blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. I liked it. I watched it on pay-per-view.
I watched it on pay-per-view, and I thought that it was blah, blah, blah.
It was blah, blah,
I thought
blah.
The first six rounds were pretty good.
But you know what, though? People hate on Floyd Mayweather. I'm just saying right now. And it's not because I'm black. It's because he did make a point. He said that the reason he became such a defensive fighter is he had six surgeries on his hand. And if you watch the fights before that, he used to sit in the pocket and bang with people. He said, after you get older and your hands are hurt, you have to figure out a different way to fight. Take less punishment.
Yeah.
So all the people
he says a lot of things, though.
But that was on point.
I felt in that fight, I thought he stood there for six rounds and gave him a shot, let him hit him, and then after that he was like, all right, I gave you six rounds, so now I'm going to get on my bike and that's it.
I think Pacquiao, I hate to say it, but I have no proof of this, but allegedly Pacquiao was on some stuff in some of his earlier fights, and if you looked at him, he was not the same. Visually, Pacquiao did not look like the old Manny Pacquiao. Yeah.
Well, of course not. Now he's a congressman.
But Juan Marquez
in this country
looked like he was on some shit too.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
He went from like soft to geek, straight ripped. So
100%. So other fights this weekend.
Okay.
We have Jake Ellenberger is fighting the Stephen Thompson the next day. Ellenberger, that's my boy. He's gonna get the win.
I like Jake.
We got to go for Jake. Cathal Pendred versus John Howard. John Howard, actually, interesting fact, broke the nose of one of the Boston Bombers. He used to go train with him. Howard in the gym broke his nose.
So inadvertently, he's responsible.
Yeah. Maybe he should have broke his nose a little bit sooner.
Yeah. Maybe he shouldn't have humiliated him by breaking his nose.
Fuck everybody.
Exactly. Now he's like, no, I hate America.
Yeah.
That went way the other direction. I was saying the guy's a fucking hero. You're like, no, maybe.
Yeah, he turned it totally. Maybe he shouldn't be knocking motherfuckers' noses.
This is not my best episode. I'm throwing shade on everything today. This is terrible.
So anyway, Howard is fighting Cathal Pendred, who had a boring fight his last fight. I thought lost the fight before that. He's undefeated. He's from Ireland. He's like the third most popular fighter from Ireland. He's like the Khloe Kardashian of fucking Ireland. But I like
him. I know
him.
He is, yeah.
Who wins that fight? Probably be Cathal Pendred. Gunnar Nelson is faking on Brandon Thatch. I think Thatch wins this fight. Gunnar Nelson is a badass, but I think he lost his last fight, and I just think he had a lot of hype for him. I'm not sure if it was justified hype.
There's a lot of smoke and mirrors.
Gunnar Nelson, like one of the Nelson twins?
Yes. No, I'm saying. Yes. No, can you take me higher?
Totally.
Exactly.
Totally. But no, I think they pushed
more than worse.
That's extreme.
That's extreme.
Who was Nelson? Nelson had the one hit.
I forgot.
With the long hair.
He's fighting one of Nelson's twins.
That's who he's fighting. Yes, exactly.
But no, he's fighting. I think they pushed.
No, he's not fighting the guy from Nelson. Come on.
45 years old now.
No, I think they pushed that. You know where they hype a fighter beyond what he's ready for? I think that's the case.
With Gunnar Nelson? I don't know. I mean, he's only lost once, but he didn't look very good in his last fight.
Yeah, is he the son of Gunnar Nelson?
No, he has nothing to do with those fucking guys that sang in the 80s.
I love you.
And Angela Magana is taking on the Karate Hottie. I don't know if you guys seen the Karate Hottie.
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
No.
She's a smoking hot Asian girl who won the Invicta title, lost. She's got a kid. She is smoking
somebody
hot.
Somebody sent me a link and was like, would you do this chick?
Oh, yeah.
And that's the only reason I know her. Don't know none of her fights. It was more like,
she's a good fighter.
Would you? No, I don't.
She won the title.
I haven't seen her fight once. I just thought, I would bend her over a pool table and drive her home. Look at a picture.
You know, you'd have to drive her home because she's Asian and she'd crash afterwards.
Yeah, that's I'll show you a picture of her. I'm not bullshitting. No, she could get it. Like she could get it.
Oh, fuck yeah, she can get it.
That's why I got the picture.
So she's fighting Angela Magana, who hasn't won in like 5 years, but she's notorious for showing ass pics, vagina pics, saying the most fucked up shit on the internet.
Exactly.
Hilarious girl saying she likes anal sex because she doesn't want to get pregnant. She just says some really funny stuff.
Put her on stage during your show.
This should be an interesting fight.
It's gonna be. Come on.
Well, I think the Karate High.
I haven't seen the Karate High. I don't know.
She's pretty good.
I seen what she beat, looks like. She beat, I don't know what she can.
She beat Jessica Penny at 105. Penny just fought this girl, Joanna, and Jenchek.
I can't speak on that one.
So for the Invicta card, who's gonna win? I think the Karate Hottie, but I'm rooting for Magaña because she's hilarious. She makes me laugh constantly.
And
on
funny
Twitter.
People should win fights anyway.
Yes, exactly.
Adam knows.
Cyborg.
His was a draw. Or you won?
No, he won. He won. Because he used that wrestling shit.
That's right.
No, I didn't use any wrestling in that fight.
Well, no, that was just fisticuffs.
Yes. Yeah, the guy was drunk.
Good old bar fisticuffs.
Don't sucker punch a guy if you're drunk. Because
you're sober.
Yeah. So Cyborg is fighting on Thursday night in the Invicta card.
Yeah.
She's fighting a girl, Faith Van Duin, who I watched her last fight. She beat Amanda Bell. But Amanda Bell was winning that fight. I think this is going to be the first Invicta card. Well, second for Cyborg, but you know this is like they're trying to make Cyborg versus Rousey.
Yeah,
but
right.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think Cyborg.
There's too much weight.
Cyborg's difference. Too big,
and you can't even get a catch weight with this big chick.
And what does the UFC have by making that fight to win? I mean, first of all, you have the girl who's like she's in a movie with Mark Wahlberg. She was in this movie, that movie, Expendables.
She was in Entourage. Yeah, she's in Expendables.
Entourage. She's
big part.
Beautiful, got a great story, all this shit, versus a girl who's bigger than her, who got popped for steroids, doesn't have the same type of beauty that the one has. It's not as sellable. Why would they make that fight? You know,
because everybody wants to pit somebody that they think could beat Ronda Rousey.
But the UFC, I don't think there's no
nobody,
upside.
Nobody. Let me tell you something. And I was hating on her at first. Nobody's gonna beat Ronda. Ronda's gonna retire.
You never know.
Undefeated.
You never know.
That jujitsu. She got.
Name
that
one
shit
on who retired undefeated in MMA.
I think she's gonna be the first.
But that's
chick.
Different, though. I mean, so many more fighters and fights.
I'm telling you,
she has a much
smaller
range. She has
that so down. I don't see anybody even defending.
She has everything going for her, but that's something. They said the same thing about Mike Tyson.
I can tell you who's gonna
Mike Tyson. That's a little different situation. She's more focused.
Yeah, I'm just saying you got to be careful when you say no one's gonna beat someone.
GSP proved me wrong. GSP got beat
early.
Yes.
He got beat
early. Got
Anderson Silva got beat
actually
seven times before he became huge. You know, at one point people were saying Machida wasn't gonna lose. This is a Machida era. I mean, there's granted the caliber of men in MMA
is different.
Is far. Outweighs
and
the caliber
it's
of females. However, the only way that I think Ronda can possibly lose a fight is if she gets into if she tries to show off her boxing
stand-up
skills.
Stand-up game, yeah.
Then it's like...
Right. Somebody's going to catch her? You think somebody's going to catch her?
They could because
they could.
She
one
hasn't...
Shot
she,
the button.
She, I'm telling you, as soon as she starts getting rocked a little bit on her feet, she's going to automatically go into jiu-jitsu mode.
She's never been rocked.
I'm saying...
You don't know how people are going to react when they got rocked.
I don't know. I think she'll click into jiu-jitsu mode, armbar the shit out of somebody.
But what happened to Brock Lesnar when he got rocked?
Yeah, no
he
kidding.
Fucking, he started
he break collapsed dancing. Like a house of cards.
He started breakdancing and he fucking ran into it.
Watch this
move. He fucking turtled up. I mean...
Yeah, you're like, oh my God, what is happening to Brock Lesnar?
Kane is this, really hitting me.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. You don't know how people are going to react until it happens.
That was so weird. Watching that giant guy cower.
Here's why.
It's one of the strangest things I've ever seen.
Because number one, he's never been... No one ever rocks the guy.
Right. No one
He's
ever
the bully.
Him. Yeah.
Typical bully. When you're the bully and nobody's punching you back, and all of a sudden you're punching someone and they're looking at you like, oh, really? That's your best punch? And all of a sudden, all that self-doubt he's ever had, it starts going. And Brock Lesnar was a far better fighter than he could have been. He was far better fighter than he
but
actually
he
let
some,
out.
He didn't have the illness.
But also, I know guys that train with him that said you were not allowed to rock him during sparring. You had to sign a contract saying,
well, they
you're
didn't
not
tell Kane that.
Well, they weren't sparring.
They didn't tell Shane Carwin that. They didn't tell Overeem that. They didn't tell Frank Mir won that. You know,
well, Frank Mir was.
Frank Mir too, That was one of the best bullyings
I've ever seen in an MMA fight in my life. I really thought he was going to rip his leg off.
Oh,
well, he was, yeah.
But the second fight, I got to say, the second fight when Brock Lesnar
pinned him.
When he had him in a schoolyard headlock.
And was just punching his face.
He's got a guy that's like the next level of jiu-jitsu who's like, I forgot moves and you've ever learned.
Yeah.
And he's just like, okay, here's your jiu-jitsu.
I'm just going to lay on your head.
Headlock, punch you. It was a big brother beatdown.
Yeah. And it was funny. I remember when he got up And his face looked like hamburger meat.
Oh, he didn't know where he
was. And Lesnar looked like he just stepped out of the shower.
Lesnar, you know what? Yeah. I never believed in Lesnar that way. I just thought he's going to run into somebody with higher skills than him. But with Ronda, for some reason, I just don't see another chick having jujitsu like this chick.
I mean, look, she's fighting.
She is no joke.
The difference is, like, Ronda Rousey started training jiu-jitsu when she was, like, 3 years old. Her mom was the first world champion in jiu-jitsu. Right. She woke her up with arm bars at 4, at 5. It's like, when you have, like, that's like Batman training. You know, that's like fucking League of Shadows training.
Yeah, yeah.
She's fighting against, she was an Olympian gold, I think she took the bronze, first woman to ever place in the Olympics in judo. Her father passed away. She's got all this fucking other shit going on. She's a competitor, and she eats and breathes. She's a freaking gym rat.
Yeah.
But you got other girls who picked up MMA to lose weight. They walked into a gym at age 18 years old because their boyfriend said they were fat, and now 3 years later they're in the UFC. The playing field is not even.
But the only thing I think is going to happen is just like you see how people evolved and like. Old UFC fighters, and you see the young guys now, they're doing shit you've never seen before. And the only way I think she'll get beat is some chick come along that's doing shit that you've never seen before.
Who?
I don't know.
What are you talking about? Lasers out of her eyes?
No.
What are
you, look at Pettis. Wait a minute.
You're talking about before a mutant, Pettis, an X-Man, an X-Man.
Somebody with
it's
going
to take
arms,
an X-Man to beat
arms
her.
And cocaine knuckles. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. No. Look at Pettis. Like, look at some of the Pettis. Like, when Pettis would do some shit, you go, where did that come from?
Yeah, no.
A lot of these young guys are doing shit.
Are guys. And those guys have been wrestling since they were 3 or 4.
Yeah,
those guys have been doing
jiu-jitsu. I'll tell you who's going to beat Ronda Rousey right now. Black Dick.
What?
Black Dick beats all blondes.
Well, I can't argue
that's
with that.
The way it
wait,
goes.
Wait. You think Black Dick's going to lose to Black Dick?
She's going to lose to Black Dick.
Come on.
She's going to lose her focus. She's going to get pregnant. That she's going to get beat. Her whole career is going to go down the tubes when she gets that black dick.
And her baby daddy's going to throw her whole fight game off.
Exactly. Her whole fight game's going to be
that's
ruined.
What we say here on MMA. You know who's going to win?
I
want to
see the
big
fucking
black dick.
I just want to see the Wikipedia. Lost black dick. That would be the funniest.
It wouldn't be
name.
The first girl with that in her Wikipedia.
I can name about 10.
Exactly. And 3 are Brazilians.
So black dick is going to beat Ronda Rousey.
That's the only thing that could beat Ronda Rousey.
I think we're going to end the show with that.
Yeah.
We want to thank our...
I'm never coming back. I'd like to apologize for everything I've said today.
We're starting a website.
To the Brazilians, male and female.
The new website is Ronda Rousey / Big Black Dick. Hashtag Big Black Dick wins. Second round. Ground and pound.
Hashtag undefeated.
Ground and pound. Got her against the gate. Nothing she could
do. She's going to get a rear-naked choke by a black dick.
That's right.
So I want
to
thank...
Oh, she's not listening to this. And she shows, who's Craig?
Oh, boy. I'm going to get murdered in Vegas.
Well, listen, I want to thank our sponsors, BigBlackCock.com. No, I want to thank our sponsors, HempCore, 100% hemp protein. I take it. I've never felt better. Get it at HempCoreStore.com, HempCoreStore.com. Remove It Restoration. If gang members have vandalized your place, get rid of the graffiti, removerestoration.com, and American Icon Autographs. They have the best autographs, collectibles, AIASE.com. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Also, people, donate to Pin the Movie. I have a movie, adamhunter.com. You could donate. I'm trying to raise money for it. We're almost at 13 grand. Okay, donate to Pin the Movie. And James Vick's sister has a tumor, needs to be removed from her skull. He's doing a GoFundMe for it. James Vick will be on next week talking about it. His sister has, she needs $6,000 in order to get the insurance to pay for having a tumor removed, which, should be covered.
Yeah, but, I was going to say, where's the Obamacare on that?
It's insane. So help James Vick out. Go on his Twitter page. He's a really, really good dude.
Yeah.
Fighter from Texas.
Yeah.
Help out his sister.
And nobody deserves that. So
nobody.
Help out.
So, guys, thank you. Joanna Janjuncek, thank you, Juliana Pena.
Yeah, Joanna.
Thank you, Shang.
Yes.
Thank you, Lee Greg Wilson. This Wednesday and Thursday, I'll be at the V Theater at Planet Hollywood performing. Come check out my show. Thank you so much. Take care.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.